Tommy, it's a big game on Saturday against the league leaders, and what better way to break that losing streak?
The perfect way, you know. The obviously I've kept into tune what's been happening over the last few years at the football club. You know, Salford are the old rivals, if you like. Game that's decided titles and denied promotion, so it's a tasty one for us. Obviously they are absolutely flying high and they are getting their just rewards. I've obviously watched a lot of them over the last couple of weeks. The results aren't a fluke, you know. They are a very, very good side. They're organised and they've been very clinical. So it's up to us to be a lot tighter at the back, not gift them anything, because if we do gift them, they again will punish us. But like I say, I think it's a perfect game for us to get the ball rolling, but it will be a tough one.
They're beatable, aren't they? They've lost twice at home this season. They haven't lost away from home. And no doubt you'll have watched the film of Quakers winning there on the opening day of the season when David Ferguson scored twice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's obviously Leamington were the last team to beat them in the league. And obviously ourselves, so two league defeats. Obviously they got beat a fortnight ago in the FA Cup by Brackley quite convincingly. I even heard, you know, the manager's interview. He was very straightforward with it and very honest with his assessment. And obviously they sprung back into life last week with a very convincing win against Blythe, and to keep a clean sheet there. I think they've got four or five clean sheets in the last six games, so they obviously are very organised, very disciplined. It'll be up to us to try and pick them off, but I think we've got the players now to be a threat. And I expect us to be a lot more solid than we have been in recent weeks.
Do you see steady improvement in the team over the last two or three games?
I have, you know. I think I've just said then, you know, about being a bit more solid. You know, that's not in terms of as being carved open, because I don't think that's been the case. I think it's literally trying to iron out their mistakes now, which is down to poor decision making a lot of the time. But there has been improvements. You know, I think the group as a whole has visibly been lifted by the new arrivals. I think they're excited. I think the squad's now settled. Obviously, I think people have been looking over their shoulders a little bit, thinking, well, am I next? I don't anticipate much more, to be honest with you. I think that's as done on the incomings. Might be one or two go out on loan, but it won't be anything drastic now. So I think the squad can now settle down and start working even harder and functioning a little bit better.
You mentioned about incomings. Rhys Dyche is the one who grabbed the headlines with his debut there, scored twice against Harrogate. But you could sense the immediate lift he gave the players around him and the fans on the night when he scored his second goal, when he charged through and poked it past the keeper.
Well, it's a good job in terms of the fans, because I built him up. So I'm glad that he delivered in terms of that. I think in terms of the players, they knew all about him, you know, especially the defensive side of the boys. You know, Kev Burgess, Gary Brown last year coming up against him. I think the lads know what his qualities are and what he's all about. You know, I threw his name about a week before it was completed into the boys, and they were excited by it. So it was positive. It made me want to conclude it even more, if you like. And obviously, I was delighted to get that one over the line.
You've also brought in a new keeper, James Talbot, who presumably is going to provide Ed Wilczynski some competition for places.
He will. He'll do exactly that. You know, obviously we've got him for the whole season, barring one game as it stands, but I think that can easily be corrected by the sounds of it. We lost a very good goalkeeper, and obviously Bart's going to York. You know, Matty Bancroft obviously stepped up from the reserves, which, you know, he is one for the future, but he's not necessarily ready to challenge Ed, if you like, at the minute. So we've added that goalkeeper, and it'll be really good competition for places now. And I think with him being here for the season, the challenge is there. The best keeper will play, just like the best right back will play and the best centre forward will play. That's how it's got to be.
Regardless of who's in goal and who's playing in the back four, you want a clean sheet on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, if we can keep these out, I do fancy us to score a goal, like I would in any game, to be honest with you. So I think I'd back us to score in every game. I'd back the lads to beat anybody in this league. I think this league is wide open. You know, you said about Salford's record. Well, Leamington beat them. I played Leamington when I was at Nuneaton. We won 4-0, and it probably should have been about 14. So I think this league, anybody can beat anybody, and I think confidence is massive, gaining a bit of momentum.